time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. The first article, Medical Malpractice Kills 500 times more Americans than any accidental gun deaths. And what they're saying is we need doctor control. Medical malpractice kills 500 times more Americans than accidental gun deaths do. Now, on this show, I've talked years and years about I think that the healthcare industry should be taken away from medical doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, and I think it should be given to the naturopathic industry. I think nutrition, learning how to change one's diet, learning how to use stress reduction techniques, that those things need to be the foundation of every single type of pathology and disease, not drugs. And when you talk to doctors nowadays, they will usually poo-poo the whole idea of nutrition, and that what we do is enhance their immune system. We enhance the body systems, yet most of the time doctors just poo-poo the whole idea that nutrition has any effect on cancer or any effect on pathology at all. So the shocking data on malpractice deaths is quite solid. It was taken from an 8-year study from the Johns Hopkins University, one of the greatest medical universities around, and who found there are at least 250,000 deaths due to malpractice in America each year. And that's not counting pharmaceutical deaths. That's just counting doctor malpractice deaths. That's bad enough on its own. CNBC reported that the number is actually on the low end, and as other studies have found, such deaths surpass over 400,000 deaths per year, because physicians, coroners, and funeral directors rarely note human errors on death certificates. And these are what the CDC relies on to post death statistics. Cases are dramatically underreported. Either way, it's safe to say that a minimum of 250,000 people die from medical malpractice each year. So you have to be careful. Okay, next article, serrapeptase. And serrapeptase is an enzyme that comes from silkworms. Think of it. Silkworms, caterpillar, what happens? They make a cocoon when they're ready to turn into a butterfly. And how hard does that cocoon get? Have you ever noticed those cocoons get like concrete almost? And so you have to question, how does that silkworm that turned to a butterfly get out of that concrete hard cocoon? Well, it uses an enzyme called serrapeptase, and it's used to help get rid of pain and dissolve cysts and clots, and it dissolves plaque in the arteries. But mainly, it's one of the strongest anti-inflammatories. So the next time you're suffering from pain and swelling, you might want to take some serrapeptase. In a new analysis of existing clinical trials, silkworm-derived enzyme achieved better results than corticosteroids in term of relieving pain and swelling. And it was an article from GreenMed's info. They stated that serrapeptase is a natural enzyme produced by symbiotic bacteria inside the gut of the silkworm. It is protease, a proteolytic enzyme, that breaks down proteins into simpler units. And silkworms use serrapeptase to free themselves from their cocoon so they can emerge as full-fledged domestic silk moths. The different types of proteases, which are dissolved proteins, have been studied as natural alternatives to synthetic drugs that have toxic side effects on the human body. Serrapeptase itself is especially interesting because it is more powerful, has a broader pH stability than most other proteolytic enzymes. And what that is silk moth vomit, because it's the bacteria in their intestinal tract, and that's what dissolves the cocoon. So while many enzymes can help relieve swelling and reduce pain, serapeptase has greater effectiveness than most. It is used in the treatment of sports injuries, the management of pain that follows a surgical operation, and treating autoimmune diseases. It's a popular Ayurvedic medicine found to effectively reduce sciatic nerve pain. So for those of you that have low back pain that comes from the sciatic nerve that gets inflamed, that might be something that you want to use. Serapeptase reduces pain and swelling for dental patients. And serapeptase accomplishes this anti-inflammatory activity by preventing the creation of cell surface adhesion molecules that summon inflammation causing cells. Those are going to be different types of what's called cytokines to the affected area. Doing so reduces the swelling, which in turn relieves the pain caused by the immune overreaction, or just reaction, sometimes it's not an overreaction. Furthermore, serapeptase can also inhibit kinins, which are compounds that cause pain. And those are different cytokines. Dentists use serapeptase to reduce pain and swelling in their patients after the removal of teeth or performing other minor surgical operations. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Another article I want to talk about is how do you use foods to help with cancer? You know, for a lot of people, having cancer is a death sentence. Indeed, the World Health Organization reports that around 1 in 6 deaths around the world is due to cancer. And it's important to understand that a lot of the risk factors for this devastating disease is either behavioral or dietary in nature. You know, they always talked about it being possibly genetics and what's your genes and DNA. But what we now know is that genetics is only manifested through your behavior, through your dietary, through what your lifestyle is. So just because you have a genetic predisposition does not mean it manifests. 5 of the leading risk factors for any kind of cancer. First one is really being high body mass index, or really being overweight. Another one is eating low fruits and vegetables, or physical inactivity, too much tobacco, too much alcohol. And to me, I put in there eating all of the foods that are high in pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides, because every one of those chemicals act as estrogen. Estrogen, we now know, is one of the main causes of cancer. What happens is, of course, in the regular medical profession, you go to your oncologist, and the first thing is chemotherapy, and then they'll talk about radiation, then heavy drugs. And when you ask the oncologist, what about dietary changes? And they'll tell you, oh, it doesn't matter. And when someone comes to me, the first thing they know is that they're going to change their diet. Albert Einstein College of Medicine has done some studies. You know, chemotherapy causes a sharp increase in cancer cells circulating throughout the body. And when you get chemotherapy, it makes the surviving cancer cells much more resistant to chemotherapy. So what do you do to break that cycle? Well, there's certain foods that have been tested throughout the years over and over, and those foods have been shown to reduce your incidence of cancer in prevention and for those of you that have cancer, to actually avoid or get rid of the cancer. And one of the first is, of course, green tea. You've heard about drinking green tea. Of course, the Japanese and Chinese drink a lot of tea. And there was a study in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research that points out that the EGCG, which is the active ingredient in green tea, is very useful in treating cancer. And it's been found to inhibit and suppress tumors, especially based on cancer stem cells. Another one is ginger, and drinking ginger tea or using ginger oil, essential oil, or actually using the ginger plant, either the fresh or the ground powder. It actually has been found to perform better than chemotherapy in targeting cancer cells without harming healthy cells around it. A lot of the research was published in the journal PLOS. They found that essential oils in ginger actually programmed the cell death of cancer cells. The next one, and I have a number of articles on that, is turmeric. And a lot of people call it turmeric, but it's actually turmeric. T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, not T-U-M. It's a revered spice in Ayurvedic medicine, and it has multiple health benefits. It can treat a variety of diseases, cancer and heart disease and diabetes. And the active ingredient is curcumin. And a recent study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, an international study, was found that the curcumin combined with certain proteins in the body that prevent cancer cells from spreading. So we sell in our store a non-irradiated organic form of turmeric. Almost 99% of all spices in the United States have been irradiated. We get our cayenne pepper, our cinnamon, and our turmeric powder, and they're very inexpensive. For people with cancer or that want to prevent cancer or other diseases, you can get the powdered turmeric, and you could put anywhere from a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon, and you'll get very high amounts of curcumin from that powder, and you put it in a smoothie or in your soups or other foods. Another one is dark grapes. Dark grapes, especially the skins and the seeds. Studies done in the British medical journals have shown that the proanthocyanidins and the resveratrol are in the grapes, and they can be used for cancer cells. And that's the reason I have resveratrol and these chemicals in prime longevity. And then the last one are berries, especially blueberries. A study in the journal Pathology and Oncology Research found that blueberries, and again, they have proanthocyanidins, anthocyanidins. These are heavy chemicals that can make cells more vulnerable. And actually, for those getting chemotherapy, when you have blueberries and raspberries and boysenberries, you can handle the radiation better. It makes the cancer cells more susceptible to the radiation. Blueberries and other berries can reduce the number of cancer cells by 25%. So these are some of the things that you can use. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Let's go to the phone and talk to Vince.
You know, the Yarrow Palm is one of those that's going to be super helpful for the circulatory system, the immune system, real helpful for skin issues, anti-aging. I think you're really going to love what that oil is going to do to help us out.
Pomegranate is one of the strongest anti-cancers known. It says pomegranate can prevent the growth and spread of four common types of cancers. And this is from the Centers for Disease Control. Oh, my gosh. This is really a phenomenal kind of research about pomegranate.
One of the ways they spoke about it is omega-5 essential fatty acid. And once again, super helpful for, you know, all of our circulatory system. The one that they talked about, it was really neat. Emily Wright, who's one of the owners of doTERRA, actually showed how she used yarrow palm on her hand that was looking aged after one of her big long trips to like Kenya or something like that. But anyway, she showed how she used the yarrow palm on her hand, and it was very anti-aging. It actually showed a before and after picture of both hands, you know, and the one that she had used the yarrow palm on was significantly improved as far as the aging process was concerned in like a week, in a week's time.
We don't really talk about cancers and disease. We talk about enhancing. But this was from the Journal of Prostate Cancer and Prosthetic Diseases. And again, it was released on pomegranate extract. They said that when a malignant mass develops, pomegranate extract seems to be able to interfere with the invasion into local healthy tissue and prevent it from metastasizing to more locations. And that's coming from a medical journal. I really like to be able to quote some of those, you know, because we can't say things what our stuff does. So they also said that it lowers what's called C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation. So there's just all this new research coming out about pomegranate extract and how it can help. I'm so proud of the company because they do the research, and then they go around to find where they can get a good source. But instead of buying from brokers, they go around to individual small farmers because they found out that small farmers get screwed by the brokers. The brokers make all the money. Now what they're doing is buying direct. They're helping to set up the distilleries and really helping these small farmers from now on make a living and paying them a fair wage.
Oh, absolutely. And that all the dollars that we help to spend with them are helping to build these other countries and these farmers. Yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing what they're doing as well.
Oh,
you know,
I do.
Helping all of these different countries.
I mean, they're going to Somalia and Nicaragua and all kinds of places in Africa and Malaysia and South America, all of the poorest of the poor, Central America, and they're really helping these small farmers that are now can actually make a living.
You know, anybody can go in and look at the Helping Hands, and then that one's called co-impact sourcing, where they're actually helping the farmers to grow our product, and then, of course, help them distill them and get those products to the company.
They were showing that all this, what is it, pink pepper, and they were showing how it just grows wild all of these places, and these young women
right
now that are picking it, getting a fair wage, being able to put their kids in school, paying for health care. Again, I was just so impressed with what doTERRA was doing. So
turmeric in an essential oil, you know, it and I'll be honest with you, it does not have the best smell of all the essential oils because it smells just like the root.
They found that turmeric, the root and the extract and the curcumin, is one of the strongest known anti-cancers, just like pomegranate extract. So doTERRA doing the research, that's going to be a big seller, and pure turmeric.
You bet.
And I'm really pleased on that. That's
you
something
bet,
we're going to
yeah
add to our repertoire. Thank you so much, Vince. I really appreciate the call. Always nice to talk to you.
Okay. You guys have a great day. Thanks.
I just want to finish up on this pomegranate extract because it was a double-blind clinical study, and that was published in Prostate Cancer and Prosthetic Diseases. And then they did another study that was published in Clinical Cancer Research. These actually research companies doing the research, and it's really nice because I can talk about what I'm reading in the research. It's very different because we make no claims on anything, and if the cancer industry makes a claim, that's like totally amazing. And they were talking about pomegranate extract having such a strong action against breast cancer. If you want to add a food to your diet that is going to really help your immune system tremendously, that works as an anti-inflammatory, add pomegranate to your diet. Pomegranate here in El Paso grows wild, and I think people should just plant pomegranate trees. In Israel, it grew wild also, and we now know that it was the pomegranate that was Eve picked off the tree. It was not an apple. There were no apples growing in the Middle East. There were pomegranates that were growing in the Middle East. So anyway, it was the pomegranate that is one of the strongest known anti-inflammatories, and so it's really good. Add that to your food program as a fruit. Put it in salads, put it in almost anything. There is a company that I like that makes a juice called Palm, P-O-M, and it's kind of a funny-shaped bottle, and that is one of the best pomegranate juices that you can take. So some people don't like the taste. It's a little sour. I like it because of how good it is. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. And one of the comments is about someone's throat closing up when they eat apples, as an example. That's called an anaphylactic shock allergic response, and those can be very dangerous because it can actually close your airways. So oftentimes you need to either have what's called an EpiPen, where you can get a shot of adrenaline immediately, or you're going to have to go to the hospital, because when your throat swells closed, it can actually close off the air. And normally, you don't want to eat those foods. There is a blood test to find out specifically about those kinds of allergies. It's called an IgE immunoglobulin blood test. IgE. That'll tell you those instant foods that can cause, like, your throat to swell closed or you can't breathe. There's another allergy test that actually does delayed food responses. That's like if you eat a food today at lunch and tomorrow morning you wake up with a migraine headache. That would be what's called IgG immunoglobulin response. So both of these tests are available, and you would want to make sure of that. And be careful, because if you do get your throat swelling closed, you got to be very careful on that. Okay, we have some more callers.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph.
Oh, good morning.
Enjoying the show, but I have a question. Is that I've been suffering from hypothyroidism for 25 years, and I've been using the Lugol's iodine for a number of years, but I was wondering, is there any application with the CBD oil or Cohiba to help resolve some of that?
Actually, there's a lot of research on Cohiba and the CBD oils. And coming from the hemp plant, oftentimes if someone has to take a drug test, they might test positive for THC, and that can affect their employment. So one of the things that I'm so pleased is they found a special tree in Brazil that's very high in CBD oils. And but there's no THC at all. And the essential oil, what I would do is rub it on your neck. Now, the other thing that you could rub on your neck that helps the thyroid is clary sage. What can help the thyroid is sometimes you need to take associated food substances like vitamin A and iron and selenium and niacin. These nutrients need to be there for the thyroid to work. So not just iodine, but it actually needs other associated nutrients. The other thing that you can do is use a far infrared sauna. And the sauna will actually help wake up the thyroid. And the reason is there's a condition called hibernation syndrome. You know, there's certain animals that hibernate. And what happens when you're hibernating, you want your metabolism to be very slow. you want low uptake of oxygen because you're sleeping for 3 months. So one of the things that start to tell the thyroid to wake up is the temperature change. You can get either a far infrared sauna, like the tent saunas that you sit in, or a simple pad, a far infrared pad, and you put it on your neck and actually fake or tell your thyroid, hey, it's summer, wake up. But again, I would take a B complex. I would make sure I'm taking a selenium and maybe a vitamin A. Oftentimes you take that in a fish oil. Some people, as an example, that take the vegetarian source vitamin A's, which are the carotenoids, they can have a problem changing those if they're a vegetarian and converting that to true vitamin A. So that's one of the times I recommend taking the true fish oil. Oftentimes you can get it from flax oil, but again, if the conversion is not happening well, then you don't get that true vitamin A. So vitamin A, niacin, which is vitamin B3, iron, selenium, these are all needed for the thyroid to work with the iodine. And then again, trick the thyroid by using heat. So that might help quite a bit. Also, yes, there was a comment about omega-7. They're actually finding, of course, there's actually omega 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to omega 9. Now, we've all heard about omega 3, omega 6, and omega 9. But now there's omega 7s, there's omega 5s. So they're going to find out that in these fatty acids, that there's different omega fatty acids. So we now know, as an example, that proteins all have different amino acids when they're broken down. And there's supposed to be 8. I think there's really about 12 essential amino acids because 4 of them are produced very, very minor amounts. So I think a good 12 amino acids. Then on fats, any kind of fats have to be broken down to fatty acids. And these fatty acids are in the form of omegas 1 through 9. The other thing that is not talked about often is carbohydrates. We know that you have amino acids with proteins. We know that you have fatty acids with fat. But what people don't understand is there's 8 essential sugars that come from carbohydrates. By the way, on Prime Longevity, it has all of those 8 essential sugars in a complex. And what those do is they allow cells in the body to communicate. They actually attach to connective tissue and allow one cell in the body to communicate with any other cell in the body. And it's done through these, in essence, sugars. Again, essential sugars that are needed, and there's 8 of them. So with each, whether it's protein, these macromolecules, fats, proteins, or carbohydrates, they're all broken down into fatty acids, amino acids, and sugars, so essential sugars. Most of everything that we talk about do market and sell at Health Naturally.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Pink pepper, it's not the same as regular peppers. And there's a lot of research coming out on pink peppers and how good it is as an anti-inflammatory. And I think it also has what's called the piperine, which can help the intestinal tract. It especially helps the bacteria. It enhances. Now, in black pepper, you get a lot of piperine, and that can actually enhance the bacteria in the intestinal tract. One of the articles that I want to go to, how do you tell which plastics, when you get plastic bottles or plastic food containers, which ones are safe to use for food and drinks? Which are the food grade? There's a actually a good blog that you can go to called Modern Survival Blog, and they have all kinds of articles on that. What you want to do is you check the container for a recycle symbol, and that's usually at the bottom of the container. And you want to take note of what number is inside that symbol. And once you've acquired it, you can cross-reference it with a list of plastics that are considered food safe. The ones that are food safe are number one, which stands for PETE, and it's polyethylene terephthalate. And then number two, which is HDPE, high density polyethylene. Number four, which is LDPE, low density polyethylene. Number five, which is PP, or polypropylene. Those are considered safe food plastics. Now, the unsafe food plastics, when you read on the bottom, is going to be number three, which is PVC, polyvinyl chloride, number six, which is PS, polystyrene, and number seven, which is PC, polycarbonate. So the good ones are 1, 2, 4, and 5, bad ones 3, 6, and 7. So that's just something to help you so that you could figure out which plastics are good and which plastics are not so good. Article that I wanted to talk about, how stress can make you sick, and the different ways that stress actually can make you sick. And the sources from the article was from the Psychology Today and the Healthline website. So it also came from medicalnewstoday.com. One of the things that stress does is it causes severe inflammatory responses. And in this fast-paced world we live in, it's normal to feel sometimes overwhelmed by many things that are happening all at once, and worrying too much about things that are going on in the past or things that might be in the future. And people get stuck in that, so which can lead to the manifestation of different health issues. Although stress is really, it is normal. It was designed for us to fight or flight. I mean, think about 100,000 years ago. You're walking in the forest, you're eating nuts and berries and having a wonderful time, and all of a sudden you come around a trail. There's a tiger right there. You're either running or you're lunch, and that's the fight-flight syndrome. There's all kinds of things that can occur because of that. One of the first things that can occur is actual stomach issues. Because when you're under stress, your body does not need to digest food. You need to run away from that tiger. Now, the problem is today we don't have tigers chasing us, but we get letters from the IRS, or our kids bring a bad grade from the report card, or you're driving down the street and you look in the rearview mirror and there's a cop behind you, and you instantly think, oh, what did I do wrong? And of course, you think you're being followed. So it causes all kinds of stomach issues because blood leaves your stomach. Another thing that it causes is bowel issues. You'll either have diarrhea or constipation. And when you look at a dog that's afraid, it holds its tail between its legs. And so we know that can cause constipation because you squeeze your butt when you're under stress. Now, when you're overwhelmed by stress, your butt releases and you'll get diarrhea. So that's why we end up with bowel problems. Another thing that you can get is chronic pain because cortisol is released during the stress response. And especially pain in your lumbar back area, or in your hands, or from your knees down to your feet. And the reason is that when you're under stress and you got to run away from the tiger, all blood leaves your legs from the knees down. And that's so you can run through the forest and there's stickers and thorns and all kinds of things. You got to run as fast as you can. But that blood is suppressed. So you end up with pains in your feet, pains in your knees, and knee pains is almost critical. Then the next thing is your back. And the reason is that all blood leaves your back. because you're running and you're looking over your shoulder and that tiger's getting closer, it's going to take its paw and scratch right across your back. And again, you don't want to bleed to death, so there's very few pain receptors in your back. And also, you don't want to bleed to death, so very little blood in your back. So this is why people have chronic back pain, bad backs. And then another one is in your hands. Arthritis in your hands, because actually from the elbow down, there's again very few pain receptors in your arm. There's very little blood that comes from the arm when you cut yourself. These are natural physiological responses. Then the next thing you're going to get is headaches, because all blood leaves the top of your brain, because you don't need to think about how to fix a problem or build something. So all the blood leaves the front part of your brain, goes to the back part of your brain, the limbic system. So again, you can run away. You might get headaches as an example. And then the other thing is, because the blood is so constricted from your skin, acne is also usually a symptom of chronic stress. And then again, because your immune system is affected and then those cortisols, you can actually get colds and flus much easier. You'll feel chronic fatigue much easier. And, you know, again, changes in your appetite. If you're under stress, you're not going to be hungry. Now, some of the things that you can do to reduce the stress, and the most important thing is breathing exercises or inducing the relaxation response. And by doing that, how you do that is you increase the length of your exhale, learning how to exhale slowly. Then there's other things. You can talk to someone. That helps. Exercise, of course, is very good. Eating a healthy diet, reducing alcohol or caffeine, learning time management skills, you know, and finding your favorite hobbies, which are de-stressors. But the most important is to practice breathing exercises where you're extending the length of the exhale. So that's many ways stress makes you sick and how you can avoid that. By the way, you can look for my book that I've written called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. That's available on Health Naturally, etc. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a comment online about telomeres. Telomeres are a little cap on your chromosomes. In designing Prime Longevity, I did the research to what are the nutrients that actually help to increase the length of the telomeres. The shorter the telomeres, the faster you're aging. And so Prime Longevity, the supplement that I designed, those ingredients have actually been shown to increase the length of the telomeres. Now, I have not tested the Prime Longevity directly, so I'm not going to say Prime does that, but all of the individual ingredients, especially things like the pomegranate extract, the cinnamon extract, the turmeric extract, the CQ10, the lipoic acid, the resveratrol, all of those have been studied to increase the length of the telomeres. So Prime Longevity is one of the top on the market. I want to talk about this right now. This is the title. Disturbing study finds that humans are getting progressively dumber. IQ points are now dropping by 7 points with each new generation. This was published in the Journal of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. Researchers from Norway found that the average IQ levels are dropping precipitously, and that with each new generation, people in general are becoming progressively less intelligent. They evaluated test scores of more than 730,000 men, they found that IQ levels are dropping by about 7 points per generation. And these findings were also uncovered by a separate study that was done in Great Britain. And they revealed that IQ levels have been dropping between 2.5 and 4.3 points per decade ever since World War II. So we're talking about since World War II, we're anywhere from 20 to 40 points more stupid. 20 to 40 points since World War II. Now, this is in sharp contrast to the state of human intelligence during the first half of the 20th century, when the average IQ scores were rising at a steady rate. So what might be the cause of this sudden change that we're seeing in people becoming dumber? Well, research out of Harvard University, and they said one of the main things and the causes, which are plural, but one of they said the most research that showed the most common reason was fluoride directly linked to lowered IQ. So using fluoride toothpaste actually creates you to be dumber. It also causes apathy and periodically for you to become enraged. They've looked at this fluoride for many, many years, and they found that drinking fluorinated water has a significant lower IQ levels on children than those who consume clean, non-fluorinated water. Also, you want to get a shower that actually takes out the fluoride, also that takes out the bromide and chloride, or chlorine and bromine and fluorine, out of the water. You need a shower filter, because what happens is the fluoride and the chlorine and the bromine is the preservative in all vegetable oils, and it's bromated vegetable oils. Chlorine, of course, is in all our water, and fluorine is in our toothpaste. And what they do is they deplete the iodine out of the system. And we know that iodine helps to control IQ in children. So pregnant women, please make sure you're getting on iodine. I use Lugol solution, or you can get something called Iterol, which is a pill form. So stop using fluorinated toothpaste. Stop drinking fluoridated water. Stop drinking tap water or showering in tap water that has chlorine, and watch all the grains, because all of the grains have bromated vegetable oils. Make sure you're buying organic, GMO-free grain products, and that's going to make a difference. And by the way, this research was done by Dr. William Hersey, scientist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Now, the information we talk about, you're not going to get that on any other show. It's not going to get it on TV. You're not going to get it in other radio shows. The opinion and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by the FDA. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us next week. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.